Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Welcome to the show.
Guess what?
I'm getting it.
You're getting what?
A tattoo. I'm getting a tattoo.
A tattoo?
Why is that white today?
It's National Tattoo Day.
Yeah, that's what my tramp stamp says.
Hey, that is a cool tattoo, my brother.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting inked up with some tats.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
Ink tats, the coolest kind.
Happy National Tattoo Day.
Showtime.
It's showtime on a Friday. Let's all get tattoos.
All right, I'll meet you later on today. You convinced me.
Mine will say Laura Lore.
And mine will say Tommy Tom.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Then we'll have some splaining to do.
With little microphones underneath. It'll be cute.
Uh-huh. Happy Friday, everybody.
Best songs on the radio.
It's Friday. It's beautiful. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's like Friday is always a good feeling, but during recent times, not so much because everything's postponed or canceled. So what do you do on the weekend? You sit around and look at each other.
You go for a hike?
Well.
Go outside. Opt outside. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, sad news from Spyglass yesterday, the Black Jacket Symphony concert that we're so looking forward to. Finally, Central PA goes to Tommy Webb's backyard to have a party. Not so fast, my friend.
I mean, it's postponed, so that's good news.
Yeah, that is
good. We still could have it.
Everything's postponed. You know all those car shows that I get so excited about?
I know you do.
They postpone them at the last minute, every single one of them. It's like, I'm going on Friday afternoon. And then Thursday, you find out, not so fast, my friend. Oh, boy. So I'm thinking, what do we do on the weekend? Because I miss the smell of exhaust, the burning rubber. Rah!
I mean, you can still go to the Speedway. That's more like burning dirt.
Yeah, that's I do like the grit of dirt in my teeth as I sit in the bleachers at the turn there. So yeah, there is Sealands Curve Speedway. That's a good point. But you know, I'm talking about those muscle car shows, that kind of stuff.
Yes, yes, you love to shine up your version of a pony.
There you go. And take it there. So,
yes, you do.
So I got this idea for that we could still do within COVID guidelines.
Okay.
Get ready for the Food Delivery Summer National.
Yes!
It's not at a raceway. It's on the streets where you live.
Yes!
And coming around the first turn, it's the guy driving for Uber Eats.
Ooh, yeah.
DoorDash just raced through the yellow light. Quarter on two wheels.
Ooh,
and Domino's almost crashed into Jimmy John's.
Yes.
Postmates peels out of the intersection.
Look
don't
out.
Miss the most amazing car maneuvers and death-defying stunts. Also, you don't have to leave the house. The Food Delivery Summer Nationals happening this weekend in traffic near you.
Give me a be there. Be there. What do you think? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. Mark, you got the news coming up, right?
Look, I know we're friends. Yes, I do have the news coming up.
Okay.
I have to.
You're okay with me now, right?
I'm just going to blurt it out.
Okay, go ahead. Fine.
You got to get your own antibacterial 409 hyper. Something funny out there, Laura?
He's a little upset with me because every morning at about 5 a.m. I borrow his 409.
Not upset. Just matter-of-factly.
Tom, there's Lysol in our little mini bar.
No, somebody stole it. Somebody stole it weeks ago. I'm telling you.
On the bottom in the basket.
No, there's some bad stuff.
I brought it there last week.
Oh, you brought some in when I was on vacation.
A tall white can of Lysol. It should be on the left-hand side. I left it in the bottom basket. Seriously.
Mark, Laura, you keep people busy while I go check.
Hi, Mario.
Hey, how are you, Laura? Look, I hate to...
Hey, son of a gun, it's over here!
I hate to draw the line.
It should be.
But we pooled together and bought that 409 on the black market. It cost us quite a bit. So.
I'm sure. And resources are limited currently. So I don't blame you for being upset with our Tom for taking your 409.
Hang on.
I like it because you go to the store and now the whole Lysol section's sealed up with other stuff that goes right to dryer sheets.
It really does. It just jumps over anything cleaning related.
It's like the cost
medicine. Which is why you need me to make more of my homemade junk.
Hey, we do need more of your homemade junk. We need plenty of it. So, Mark, you and I are okay? You're going to do news in a couple minutes, or are you storming out of here?
Yeah, we're okay.
Okay.
We could be better.
Couldn't we always just be better?
Yes. Yes.
It is Tom and Laura in the morning, Friday morning.
Woohoo! Driven, as always, by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg.
And they're always well worth that drive.
Down Route 45.
94KX, that'll get you ready for Flashback Friday right there. No doubt from years back.
I was obsessed with their first album. I loved Gwen Stefani.
Did you know every word to Spiderwebs?
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
Would I be a quality 90s child if I did not?
There it is.
Thank you.
Flashback Friday coming up. Your request now. You could hit us up on social media, text it in, or use the Ford fun line. We were joking around about disinfectant a little while ago. It turns out Laura, last week while I was on vacation, bought a big giant can of Lysol and didn't tell me about it. So
I kind of assumed it's right there.
Well, it's over there. We don't really use our kitchenette since we're not together. So, yeah, okay. So now
it's
I have
there
it.
For you.
And then I'm reading, in the last couple of minutes, I'm just online reading that Lysol sales have skyrocketed since the pandemic.
Have.
Yeah, some people are even injecting it. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, Lysol sales are up and condom sales are down. No.
Listen, we should probably protect ourselves in multiple ways.
I totally agree. But what does one have to do with the other? It seems the company that makes Lysol is also the company that makes Durex condoms.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Let's use the word prophylactic instead on air.
Well, no, it says right here, Durex condoms.
No, I know. Please. But I'm just saying, like, if kids are listening or whatever, we could say prophylactic. They don't know what we're talking about.
They don't know what we're talking about if we say condoms? I mean, what?
That's like, I don't know.
That's like saying flatulence instead of fart. Just say it. Anyway.
That's like saying facetious instead of sarcastic.
Okay. Facetious sounds like a felony charge and you'll go to jail. Sarcastic sounds like, me.
You are.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Flashback Friday on the way. I am so ready for the weekend. How about you, my dear?
Me too. It looks a little like steamy and sticky.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find a watering hole someplace. Not a bar, because we can't do that.
No.
But like a legitimate, let's go swimming, watering hole.
Oh, okay.
Outside. I want to go swimming someplace.
Here's something cool, if you work here at least. Tomorrow's high is supposed to be 94, and Sunday's real feel is supposed to be 107.3.
No way.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yay, 94KAX and Eagle 107.
There you go. Somewhere in between the valley at 100.9 works. And
us radio geeks love when stuff like that happens.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of radio geeking it, yesterday I spent almost the entire day in my office on Zoom meetings. Oh my God, help me. I had a Zoom meeting and then another Zoom meeting and then I had a webinar.
Yeah.
Webinars are like where you're not on camera, or at least you don't think you are, and you have to watch other dudes giving you a lecture. And then late yesterday, I had a Zoom funeral.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
really?
A Zoom funeral.
Dearly beloved.
Tom.
Clara, can you turn the volume down on the organ? Thank you. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here on Zoom.
Am I late?
Hey, Fred, haven't seen you in ages.
Hey, guys, come on.
Tom.
Do you mind?
Nice to be under these circumstances.
Shush!
Can we get back to the program?
Yes,
sorry.
Please.
Sorry.
So sorry.
Dearly beloved.
Where were we?
We are gathered here.
Ugh.
I don't hear
Thomas, this is not
we
funny.
Can hear you. Now I hear it.
Turn your mic off!
Now, where was I?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yes. Dearly beloved.
Uh-huh.
We are gathered here on Zoom.
to lay to rest.
Yes.
Sean O'Reilly.
Sean O'Reilly? I think I'm at the wrong funeral.
Who are you?
Oh, my God.
Log off.
I just wanted to let you know why I was leaving.
Just get out.
I take it there's no food gathering after this?
Do you mind? It was terrible, Laura. It was...
I'm so sorry to hear that.
News is next.
Thoughts and prayers.
Flashback Friday. Hey, you want a flashback movie-wise, Laura?
Oh, sure.
You're a movie buff, and Movie Mike isn't with us right now, but do you remember The Princess Bride?
Please tell me that you're going to share the Quibi YouTube, like, compilation of famous people reenacting The Princess Bride.
No, but I should, because that's hilarious.
I just found that this morning. It's like you're inside my head. I laughed so hard at all of these famous people recreating The Princess Bride.
And The Princess Bride is kind of all of a sudden this crazy cult thing that we only not only like to imitate, but now people are saying that The Princess Bride actually predicted the COVID-19 virus.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I said. So they said, no, the scene in Princess Bride when Andre the Giant's character asks Wesley why he's wearing a mask. So I dug it up and I'm like, okay, we'll listen to that. It's Flashback Friday.
Why are you wearing a mask? Were you burned by acid or something like that?
Oh, no, it's just they're terribly comfortable. I think everyone will be wearing them in the future.
Masks are terribly comfortable, and I think everyone will be wearing them in the future.
Now, his was the opposite. It covered his eyes, nose, and top of his head. Well, because, of course, he was Wesley, but also the Dread Pirate Roberts.
See? Thanks for explaining everything.
It's not inconceivable that he predicted the future.
Listen
were
again.
You wearing a mask? Were you burned by acid or something like that?
Oh, no, it's just they're terribly comfortable. I think everyone will be wearing them in the future.
94KX, Flashback Friday. One of Pennsylvania's rock bands from the 90s. Firehouse with late night TV. We call them late night sound bites.
This week, the Lincoln Tunnel started flooding. Can you imagine you're stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel, starts flooding? One guy's like, oh, relax. The concrete is only 86 years old and 100 feet below water. There's a pandemic, there's hacking, there's flooding. I mean, can things get any worse?
A squirrel tests positive for bubonic plague.
That's right, there's a squirrel plague. It's serious. Earlier today, I saw a dumb squirrel injecting bleach into his nuts.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
That's just wrong. Hey, you want to go back into the 70s, Lar? Let's do it. Do you remember the band LTD?
No.
Back in love again. And when you go back to the 70s, she might not know them, but that's okay because all you do is you just fill in with, jump back, kiss myself.
Exactly. Wow. I was able to groove right along with that song that I've probably heard one other time in my life and do a little boogie down in my kitchen.
LTD, every time I turn around.
Every time I turn around.
I'm back in love again.
That's all you have to do. Wow. It's great.
Oh, man. Yeah. Back into the 90s, the band was called Extreme Wholeheartedly. It's Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday. Let's flash back to when you were born. Do you think now your parents regret what they named you? It's pretty interesting stuff, Laura. Now, you and I
thought you were asking me, I was like, oh, hold up.
No,
that's a family name.
Yeah, you and I have family names. So
We do.
But I think when parents, you know, like, it's Flashback Friday. You love Britney Spears. A lot of people name their daughters Britney.
And now I love her.
Now they're kind of
so
wondering
much.
how many people recently named their daughters Katie because Katy Perry or Taylor because of Taylor Swift. And then there's movie star names that are being used. And then there's just different kind of names like, come here, champ. What's that, your dog? No, it's my son. Oh, sorry. I didn't know people name their sons champion. In a recent study, the number one regretted boy's name is Hunter. How about that?
Oh, I like Hunter.
So do I. I mean...
I wonder if Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin regret naming their daughter Apple.
Yes. And the fact
just
that
out of curiosity,
the fact that her middle name is iPhone is even worse. I'm kidding.
You caught me off guard with that one. Okay.
How about Kanye West naming his daughter what? North. So now her name's Northwest. Yep. Just, you know, but anyway, back to the study. The number one regretted name for a boy is Hunter, and the number one regretted name for a girl is
Karen.
You got it. Karen.
Stop it. Is that a real study?
Yes, it's a real study. People are now regretting. Now, the reason they give is the name was suitable as a child, but as they grew older, it doesn't fit. Really? Is that the excuse you're given for naming your daughter Karen? Anyway.
I know a lot of nice Karens. I do.
So do I. Just because, you know, that name has become something bad, I feel sorry for women named Karen.
Why can't we change it to something like, okay, Buffy?
Buffy.
Right? Like Buffy and Biff.
Buffy,
you know?
The Vampire Slayer made the name
Except
Buffy popular.
Except I know a really, really nice Buffy.
Do you really? I don't know. But anyway, when it comes to
Maybe we shouldn't use people's names to stereotype. It's
right,
not nice.
Exactly. When it comes to Tom and Laura, I'm Tom Jr. I was named after my dad. Unfortunately, my little brother Brian looks just like my dad, and he acts just like his dad, so my late dad. So it's like genetically just wrong. But you, the name Laura, not Laura or Laura.
Not Laura, not Lana, not Lara. It's Laura.
It's L-U-R-A.
It is. Yes. I was named after my great-great-aunt who raised my grandmother, who's celebrating her birthday today.
So there, it all ties in. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But what's in the name, since it's Flashback Friday? You remember one of my favorite stupid comedy movies, Ted?
Yeah, I met a girl. She's a cashier.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we should double date or something. You, me, and Laurie. And what's her name?
White trash name. Yes.
Mandy.
No.
Marilyn.
Nope.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Earlene, Claudine, Savannah, Casey.
Nope.
Was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
That movie. How did Wahlberg spit out all those names without laughing?
I don't know.
Anyway, if you get a chance on a Flashback Friday, watch the movie. Flashback to Chuck Woolery. Remember when he used to do game shows?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, out of nowhere, he like tweeted that the Democrats and the CDC were lying about the coronavirus. And that either had people Googling Chuck Woolery to find out who the heck he is, liking Chuck for saying that, or disliking Chuck for saying that. Well, guess what? Chuck Woolery's son has now tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, no.
And, he may be regretting everything he tweeted to the point where he's deleted his account. I'm not ashamed to say so. Well, that's cool. You know, whatever. Way to go, Mick.
It's awesome.
He wanted to hear either Xanadu or Let Me Be There.
We play Xanadu, though. This was the better choice.
I don't even know if I can find that anymore. Xanadu. What a movie.
That's hilarious.
But if you liked Olivia Newton-John, you were there. Thanks for the call, Mickey. Actually, the text. A new study says telemarketer calls are on the rise because more people are working at home. Have you gotten any of those?
Actually, so my phone filters them out. But yes, I have seen an uptick.
Mm-hmm. So have I. And same. I don't answer any of them. I have them filtered out. But comedian Frank Caliendo, who I absolutely love because he could do anybody's voice. He does better impressions than Chad Evans, and Chad does really good ones. So Frank Caliendo has a new telemarketer response in the voice of Liam Neeson from the movie Taken. This is funny.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for me to take a short survey, I can tell you I don't have time. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long quarantine. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you hang up right now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will give you a very bad Yelp review.
I just wanted to hear him say, and I will kill you. But no, I will give you a very bad Yelp review.
He's not messing around.
On a Flashback Friday, do you remember the Journey Frontiers album? Ugh.
It's a great album.
Send her my love. News coming up next on the way, sports and AccuWeather. I don't know if you remember this far back, but when you hear the name Don McLean, you think American Pie. Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
he also had a song about the life of Vincent Van Gogh.
Now I understand.
The song was called Vincent.
What you tried to say to me.
Well, the original piece of paper the lyrics were written on are going up for auction, and the starting bid is $1.5 million.
That makes sense.
Really? That much for a second hit from Don McLean?
People who are collectors would pay a lot of money for an authentic type of song notes like that.
Oh, without a doubt. But I mean, you know, I would love to grab a hold of a napkin that John Lennon etched out the words to Imagine or something. But Don McLean's Vincent? $1.5 million, Laura.
Wow. That's a lot of scratch right there.
That's a lot of scratch. 94KX Flashback Friday. Yeah, flashing way back. The original self-titled Van Halen album and Running with the Devil. That is just good stuff. I may or may not have thrown out my hip. I don't know. Hang on, I gotta
stretch. Rock out too hard, Thomas.
You know, that very first self-titled Van Halen album had a song on it called Ice Cream Man. And since we celebrated National Ice Cream Month and National Ice Cream Day is Sunday, I just found out today through research, and it is Flashback Friday, that Ice Cream Man by Van Halen back in the 70s was actually a cover tune from the original Ice Cream Man blues track recorded in 1953.
Ice Cream Man.
1953!
That's cool.
John Brim was his name, the guy who recorded the song in 1953. And if you never heard this song on Chess Records before, well, that's okay, because hardly anybody ever has heard the original. Pretty cool. Anyway, we had fun Ice Cream Day with Wise Markets, right?
Yes, we did indeed. And I'm looking forward to more Wise Quality ice cream this Sunday for National Ice Cream Day.
That's right. And Wise Markets, originally from Sunbury, you know, mom and pop shop, gone large. We're celebrating all the original businesses, the mom and pop businesses, with our welcome back gift card blast. Zimmerman Motors today with your chance to win a $50 gift card. But man, Laura, we've had winners from Sunbury, Treverton, Norrie, New Columbia, Millerstown, Shamokin Dam. The list goes on and on. All local people celebrating local business.
It's fantastic.
That is so cool. Plenty more businesses to come in the next, 2 weeks of July as we celebrate throughout the month. Wow. I just love it. I love
2 weeks concept. Only left of July?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Wow.
Time is a blowing by. Hey, why don't we celebrate this afternoon and visit one of those mom and pops for lunch? What do you say?
Oh, that sounds like a plan. Can we do that?
Let's do that. And maybe we'll see you out there on the road today. 94KX wrapping up Flashback Friday. Heading to the RDs. Now the RRs out in the country. Perfect cue there, by the way.
Thank you.
Cue the yeehaw. And there it is. John Denver, thank God, my country boy. Country boy Chad Evans, or coal region boy, sorry, Chad. On the way next. If you love Flashback Friday, the way back lunch is coming up. And wow, we do a lot of cool music there as well. We wrap up every show since the beginning of this crazy pandemic with a thought for the day. Do you have one today?
I do. You know what? I kind of think we're going to continue this trend. I like sharing quotes. I actually enjoy my weekly search for positive quotes.
Oh, we enjoy it too. Trust me. I've had a lot of great comments.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. It's just, you know, something to think about. And you know what? John Denver inspired me. I actually was looking over lyrics of his songs the other day. I have him on vinyl. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
I have a lot of John Denver vinyl.
Okay, so today's thought for the day, does it have to do with a fiddle or cakes on the griddle?
No, but it has to do with what one person can do.
Oh, wow. Okay, listen up, friends. Laura's thought for the day to close the show.
What one man or woman, he said man, can do is dream. What one man can do is love. What one man can do is change the world.
John Denver said that? Wow.
He did.
I love it.
Here's a tiny little hippy-dippy advocate.
Yeah.
You know, little, you know, like, fighter.
Let's go out there today, each and every one of us, and try to change the world, our little world, in one little way. How about that, huh?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye, guys.